Hello, Pittsburgh. Welcome to a brand new episode of Pittsburgh's News with Ryan and Charles. I am Ryan Jacoby.
And I am Ryan. I'm Charles Stockhausen. My God, I have an identity crisis. This is what happens whenever you don't bring your laptop. You don't even know how to do the intro. God dang.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so the sponsor for this week.
Is the 13-foot stingray that lives in the Ohio River. If you're from Pittsburgh, you know what I'm talking about. We all know that the river holds a lot of mysteries. One of them is the 13-foot stingray, as well as the Allegheny River whitesnake. People know what that is as well if you live in Pittsburgh. But if you do not, the 13-foot stingray, there was a there was a plane that went down and spilled radioactive material into the river, specifically the Ohio. And we don't know how the stingray got there, but it started out as a little teeny stingray, but now it's 13 feet, and that's why I don't go swimming in the river. That plus I saw Jaws, and Jaws is terrifying. I couldn't even sit down on the toilet for however long and not go to the bathroom.
Were you afraid that the shark
come out of the toilet? Yes. Yeah. I couldn't take a bath either. This was like whenever I was young. I was like, oh, no, the sharks are coming out of the drain or the toilet. Now the sink I was okay with, oddly enough. I mean, it doesn't make too much sense. Because I don't think, like, I have to turn it on and off. So if the shark starts to come off, I can, like, turn him off.
Yeah.
That's why I couldn't go to the ocean. Okay, I also burn. Yeah, you being Italian, though, I guess you don't have that problem.
I mean, I'm okay, so.
Okay, yeah. So you enjoy the ocean?
Yeah, I do.
All right, good, because it's been snowing around here, which is ridiculous. Anyway.
Yep.
So that 13-foot stingray. Thanks for sponsoring us. I'm sorry that I just gave away all your identity, but you'll get them next time. Just move to like the Allegheny or the Allegheny. Anyway. So, first event, Ryan, because I can't read.
The 22nd annual UPMC Children's Ball.
Oh boy, tell me more.
It is this coming Saturday, March 24th, from 5 to 8 p.m. It's going to be at Heinz Field downtown. The 22nd annual Children's Ball is featuring costume characters, inflatable sports, caricature artists, balloon sculptures, face painting, kid-approved food, music, dancing, and family time. Proceeds from the event will benefit the Matilda H. Thesis or Zeiss Child Development Center. The center provides early childhood mental health services and promotes health and well-being to pediatric clients and their families. For more information, call 412-802-8256 or visit their website at www.upnc.com/children's ball.
So what are those inflatable sports?
I guess under like inflatable sports equipment, you go play in sports activities with them.
So are we talking like soccer boppers or like inflatable hamster? Oh, that'd be fun. Sumoing with inflatable hamster balls.
Oh yes, that would be.
Have you ever been in one?
No, but it'd be one heck of an experience.
Yeah, I've never been in one either. Man, I think we need to get this is what we want from the sponsor this week. 13-foot singer. Listen, if you give us an inflatable hamster ball, that'd be dope. Because I would walk on the river with it, because that'd be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or human soccer.
Human soccer. Tell me how that would go down.
Okay, so like everyone gets their own inflatable hamster ball, so you're in your hamster ball. You like roll around, and whoever can hit another player into their own goal gets a goal. All right. So it's probably like a 3-on-3 sport.
Yeah, well.
And there is a goalie.
Yeah. Well, we'd have to do some sort of color coordination so that people don't mix each other up, so.
Right, of course. I mean, inside the ball, you know. It's like skins versus shirts or, you know, red versus blue. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's easy ways to get color coordination out of it. I mean, the rules would be simple, too. I mean, I feel like it would be nose-hold bars, just smack everybody else around. It'd kind of be like sumo. You into sumo?
Oh, yeah. That'd be one heck of a thing.
You gotta train to be a sumo wrestler?
I never trained to be one, but playing a huge guy in a diaper, that'd be something.
So what you're telling me is you're going to train to be a sumo wrestler?
Yeah, someday I will go overseas to Japan and I will train to be a sumo wrestler.
Who said you need to go overseas, man? There's not too many sumo wrestlers in America, at least I don't think so. So, idea, right?
Yeah.
We get you nice and plump, as sumo wrestlers need to be. And or nice and jacked. One or the other. I don't know. Which one would you prefer? Plump or jacked?
I prefer jacked.
Alright, we'll get you jacked. Alright, a lot of steroids. And then we're gonna have a stranglehold on the American marketplace because nobody else is gonna know how to sumo.
All right.
So maybe we'll send you to Japan after you're jacked, get a little training from there, and then we'll come back, and then you're going to just destroy all of America. You could get on WWE, man.
Yeah. John Locke, if you can hear this, just an FYI.
What? Are you getting on WWE?
Yeah.
All right. That's cool. Hey, man. What would your like name be? I assume you want to keep it like a rhyme. You need something like cool and intimidating.
The Smash Slacker. I created a name a couple days ago for, in a discussion I was having with a friend, but I forget what it was.
What did it start with?
S.
S? That's really broad, man. Was it two? What? Was it two words or like?
It was like a compound word.
Compound word? Alright, so what come on, you gotta remember the first one. You said Smash. Is it Smash?
Yes. Like the Smash Smacker.
Smash Smacker?
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that a lot. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
So, alright, so you're gonna go on WWE as the Smash Smacker. What would you be? Is ECW still a thing?
What?
Do you know WWE?
WWE is still there.
I know, but like, is ECW still a thing?
I don't know, to be honest.
Okay, SmackDown versus Raw. So which one, SmackDown or Raw?
SmackDown.
Alright, you a Friday night kind of guy?
Oh, yeah.
Alright, cool. Alright, so Ryan's gonna get nice and jacked, go to Japan, come back, do the underground sumo circuits, destroy everybody, and become the Smash Smacker, right? Is that what we said?
Yes.
The Smash Smacker on WWE, SmackDown, Friday nights, main event, heavyweight champion of the world in the next 5 years. This is my plan for you. I'm your manager.
Yes, yes.
When you have a manager on the ringside that like just trips people.
Yes. Charles, you'll be my manager. I'll go to Japan, train, and get big as heck.
No, you gotta get big as heck here first. Because if you go over Japan like your size now and you try to become like a sumo wrestler,
that's not gonna work.
Yeah, you're gonna be way out of your league, man.
Yeah.
So we need to start hitting the gym now.
Yes.
All of the steroids.
Yes.
All right. Good. So we have a plan. Anyway, so other than that, go see go to the UPMC 22nd Annual Children's Ball, and you can play some inflatable sports, and maybe you'll find your calling like Ryan did, and you become a sumo wrestler, or maybe an inflatable hamster ball soccer enthusiast. I don't know. Something's gonna happen for you. We're just gonna have a good time.
Yeah.
You'll probably just have a good time.
Yeah. Alan Jackson is coming to Pittsburgh with a special guest, Randy Houser.
Boy, oh boy. Do we know who either of those are?
I had no idea.
Come on, man. All right, you can read the event and then look up Alan Jackson and then Randy Houser, all right?
All right, I'm sorry. I put this together late last night.
I don't care because I didn't put anything into it, so I'm sorry. But anyway, oh my God, there's such a good segue that we could have used.
What?
Oh my Lord. You disappoint me. Anyway, just read this.
All right. It's March 24th, 7:30 to 11. It's going to be downtown at PBG Paints Arena.
Wow, all the arenas are getting, like, love nowadays, man. PBG and then Heinz Field, man.
Yeah, with a year of sold-out shows and packed houses in the rear view mirror, newly minted country music hall of famer Alan Jackson's Honky Tonk Highway Tour adds more miles and rolls in 2018 with a stop at PBG Paints Arena.
Okay, so they're country singers.
Yes.
All right, okay, that's cool. All right. What? I don't know. What about Alan Jackson, man? Can we look up Alan Jackson to see, like, his hit single? So, I don't know. I'm not much of a country guy, but I feel their concerts are always really good, I feel, because you know a concert's good if the tailgating leaves such a mess. So, is there anything for Alan Jackson?
His most recent work, there's actually three of them, actually.
I hit him up. What are they?
Long Way to Go.
Uh-huh.
You Go Your Way.
Dope.
And what's this last one? So You Don't Have to Love Me Anymore.
Okay, cool. So, classic country songs. Like, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
But yeah, he wears a cowboy hat, so that's pretty cool. He's a Hall of Famer too, so he's got time under his belt. So that's pretty rad. Ooh, he's got a sweet stash too. I like the stash.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Good for him. So if you want to go see some swag country music, head down to PBG. What day is that again?
This coming Saturday.
Oh my God, Ryan! You know you will not be able to get tickets. You're gonna have to go down there and maybe find a scalper. Maybe. What? Either that or you sneak in. I have to sneak in PBG. Things. I would like to know.
I'd probably get arrested for doing that.
Yeah, well, there's always a chance of being arrested, all right? I mean, there's always jail time involved as well. I'm not coinciding for pursuing illegal activities. However, if it works, it works.
Yeah.
But you didn't hear from me. Don't do bad things, people, because people who do bad things have bad things happen to them.
Yes.
Don't do drugs.
Yeah, don't do that either.
That's my PSA for the day.
Yep. We have.
Now, here was a sweet segue we could have used. Talk about your sumo wrestling career and then coming back and destroying WWE, including specifically SmackDown. So there's WWE SmackDown Live coming to PPG Paints Arena. And that's, of course, you know where that is. And you can see all your favorite wrestlers live at the PPG Paints Arena. Yeah. My God, Ryan, you couldn't use that, including the Smash Smacker.
Yeah.
Smasher Smacker. Smash Smacker? Smasher Smack?
Yeah, Smash Smacker.
Smash Smacker?
Yes.
That sounds like a tongue twister. Oh, my God. That's not... Ooh, I know what you do. All right, here's your brand, right?
All
right. This is also for a lot of WWE, because... What is it? Who are the three tag teams? I don't know. They have Booyos. They're like the new hip thing for tag teams. But anyway, they're awesome. But, so, Smash Smacker, that could be a brand for you of PB and Jelly Sandwich. PB and J Sandwich.
Okay. I see how you put it together, because you put peanut butter and jelly together.
Smash Smacker, and instead of Smuckers, then you have Smackers.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, there may be some problems here legally, but they're gonna sell, man.
Yeah.
I mean, who doesn't want a good PB&J sandwich with your face on it? Your jacked face on it.
Yeah.
Or, I don't know, how jacked can a face get? I don't know.
I'm not sure your face can get jacked, but your body can.
Yeah, I don't know, you're probably gonna have, like, a chiseled jaw afterwards, and then, like, a sweet, like, kind of buck shadow.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe this. Maybe they'll just put your abs on them. And I'll be like, you need these, you can get abs like these.
Yeah.
Well, bam.
Yep, WWE SmackDown Live is March 27th from 7:30 to 10 p.m.
That's awesome. I've never gone to one live. Have you been to a live wrestling event?
Like
a big one.
No, I did, however, do like 2 years of wrestling in elementary school, so... But that's not WWE.
We're talking like actual wrestling. I mean, not like... This still takes a ton of athleticism, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But we're talking like Greco-Roman wrestling, right?
Yeah.
Okay. In elementary school?
Yeah.
That's weird. Did you compete against anyone?
Yeah,
like other schools or just like inside the school?
I think it was just inside the school, but there were some wrestling matches. So it was like third and fourth grade. I wanted to sign up for fifth grade, but I forgot to, so I kind of got screwed out of that.
Where'd you go, man? That's weird, though. I don't remember there being wrestling in like elementary school. There was only basketball for us.
Yeah.
Maybe you went to a cool school. Did you go to a public school?
It was up in a place in New York, so.
Okay, so I don't know, maybe. No, it's New York then. Maybe you're tougher than us. God, yeah. So okay, that's pretty cool though. I know there was only wrestling like 7th and 8th grade. Were you good at it?
Yeah, I was pretty decent at it.
Yeah, do you remember how many matches you won? I mean, if you don't, it was years ago.
Yeah, I don't remember. That was like back between 2006 and 2008.
Okay, you were same size, right? So you were just destroying little kids.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So you were like, what? How tall are you? Like 5.
I'm 5. As of right now, I am 5'11".
5'11". All right. So you're 5'11". Whoa. As of right now, what do you think, man? Like, you're gonna have another growth spurt that you're not telling me about? Like, one day and you're like gonna hit your head on the doorframe?
No. No. I don't want to hit my head on the doorframe, but yes. Oh, yes. I've maxed out my height growth to 5'11".
Okay. All right. I mean, you can always get on a stretcher, just like a Laffy Taffy puller, like a Willy Wonka, just. Get pulled one way and the other, and then you become like, I don't know, 7.5 feet. Then you can join the basketball team.
Yeah.
Dude, if you were 7.5 feet, that would be ridiculous.
I'd probably get a whole lot of notoriety for it.
Yeah, but it'd still be ridiculous.
Yes.
Like, how do you get into places?
You
have to do like the limbo all the time. But you could dunk. That'd be cool.
Yeah, and actually, if you did like that high, just like walk over, don't even bother jumping, just put it in.
All right, well, I mean, you can't just walk over. You only got 4 steps to the basket. You got to dribble a little bit.
Yeah.
That'd be really difficult, though, to dribble. Actually, no, you should get a good pass, because they just throw it up in the air, and nobody can get it. So you're just like, just throw the pass right to him, and you're like, all right, and then drop.
Yeah.
All right, Ryan, we got to stretch you to 7'5". All right, first we're going to – all right, here's your two choices. We either take WWE by storm, or we take the NBA by storm.
All right.
Which one?
I gotta go WWE, man.
I like it. Way more flair involved.
Yeah.
And plus, I don't know how healthy it is to stretch yourself to 7 feet and 5 inches.
Probably not very healthy.
I don't think so either.
Yeah.
Speaking of careers, the 2018 Hiring Pittsburgh Career Expo is coming up. Tell them about it, Ryan.
Yeah, it's at the Duquesne Power Center Ballroom, 1015 Forest Ave, downtown. It is open to all job seekers. Exhibitors from various industries will be actively seeking candidates. For entry to master's level positions. So, yeah, and we got a fan in the hall. I'm not going to mention any names, but yeah.
A fan, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
All right, so Charles, you're going to go to his career fair?
Dude, listen.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you. Do you want me to tell you about my career plans first, or do you want to tell me about your career plans first?
Actually, neither of us have to tell.
Well, I mean, hey, no. We're gone. We got time, man. We got 15 minutes.
Yeah.
All right, so what are your plans?
I plan on getting something. have something within baseball broadcasting and hopefully media relations.
Okay.
Yeah.
So wait, both or just one or the other? Because I mean, like, okay, you mean within baseball broadcasting? You mean like everything involved in baseball broadcasting, or like the broadcaster itself or themselves?
Oh, I guess that's like, if like, I guess do me like do one or the other, and then just like work my way up to eventually get to that.
Okay, so eventually be the towel, but like you're cool with like starting off like either camera or like PA, something like that.
Yeah.
Form. Okay.
Yeah, that's like every. That's like with every career, man. You start small and you work your way up.
I don't know, man. My career, I'm starting at the top. With my career plan, right? All
right.
I'll be a hobo.
Yeah, Charles Stockhausen, the hobo all star.
Yeah, I'm gonna be like, so I'm not, all right, not really. I'm gonna be more like a hermit, okay? So what's gonna happen is after I graduate, I'm not getting a real job, all right? I'm gonna go across the country. I'm gonna college hop. Nobody take my idea. I swear to God, if you do it before me, I will find you and I will ask you kindly to stop. But anyway, so this is the plan. We start in Pittsburgh. We college hop for some colleges until, like, so this is how this pretty much goes. I go to a college, I stay there for a weekend, and I like take photos of parties and stuff.
All right.
And like during the week, I take photos of the campus. And then after that, I ask whoever's there, because I don't know, I'll pay them some way. I don't know how, because I'm a hermit. But I will ask them to then drive me to the next closest college. And then I will continue to do that process until I get all the way to California. Yeah, I know. All
right.
There's a lot of like colleges not in between.
So
I'll eventually get to California, and I'll take pictures there. I'll stay there probably for about a month, because, you know, it's California. I might as well enjoy it. Take some videos there. Maybe get Jack, join the WWE, who knows.
And then
hopefully by then I'll be able to sell some pictures, get a plane, and just take a plane all the way back here to Pittsburgh and do that all within a year, hopefully.
So you want to be a freelance college photographer?
Freelance college party photographer.
All right.
Yeah. And if it doesn't work out where people don't drive me, I'm either walking, riding a bike, or hopping trains. I know hopping trains is illegal. Again, don't do any of these things. I do not recommend to do it. A lot of trouble will be had or brought down upon you.
Yeah.
Don't take my advice on anything. I'm not a great role model. So, yeah, that's my career plan.
Okay.
But if I need a backup plan, I will, of course, go to the Career Expo, because it's a good resource.
Yeah.
If you want a real job and not be a hobo like me. I know it sounds cool, but if you're not willing to starve, then you're not willing to be a hobo.
Yep. And
speaking of starving...
For any of you who are interested in soccer,
not even MLS, it's just soccer.
Yeah, it's the Pittsburgh Riverhounds' home opener starting up against Penn State.
Penn State?
Or excuse me, just Penn.
Just Penn. Okay, I was gonna say like what? Penn. I can see them playing Penn State. I mean, they're probably equal like skill wise.
Yeah, Penn FC, which I don't know what the FC stands for.
It's a home opener, so that's cool. So it's at Highmark Stadium. That's at 510 West Station Square Drive, Pittsburgh, PA 15219. Read them the description because I can.
Yeah, cheer on the Riverhounds as they battle Penn FC on Saturday at 7. If you're any of you are interested in beers, they're giving away $1 beers until kickoff.
Let's get there really early.
Yep.
I wonder what kind of beer it is.
Yeah, gates open at 5:30, and there will be post-match autograph session for fans.
It's pretty rad. I don't know many of the Riverhounds, but I assume they're cool people, right?
Yeah.
I don't know, have you ever gone to a Riverhounds game?
I have not.
I feel like it's a cool time. It's kind of like going to like a AAA baseball game.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of like, okay, this is fun. You know, you're there for the experience, and you get to see some sports.
Yeah, it's sort of like, I guess, my upcoming internship with the Wild Things, so.
Yeah, it's like going to a Wild Things game.
Yeah.
You just get to enjoy a soccer game or soccer match.
Yeah.
And at the same time, though, you get to enjoy yourself because the stadium's awesome. They're giving away $1 beers until kickoff. When is kickoff, though? I mean, gates open at 5:30.
I'm guessing at 7 because that's when the game starts.
Oh, the game starts at 7? Okay. Sorry. Yeah. I wasn't listening if you said that.
You're fine.
Okay. So, yeah, the Riverhounds are pretty cool. I don't know. So neither of us have seen, so we don't have too much to talk about there. We've already talked about soccer in the past. I'm not going to ask you again about soccer. Plus, we already have our careers in place.
Yeah.
What's the next team Pittsburgh needs to bring in? What do you think? Like we have a soccer team. Well, we have a quote soccer team.
Need an NBA team.
Do we?
We don't have an NBA team.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Why do we need an NBA team? I'm just kidding.
The fill out the line, and plus, I'm sure a lot of fans in here, a lot of people here in Pittsburgh would love to have an NBA team.
Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah.
All right. man, because I know that we had a lot of different kind of teams before.
Yeah.
Did we ever have an NBA team in Pittsburgh? We're like the worst people to ask us, because like, you know, yeah. I assume that you know nothing about basketball.
Yeah. Well, actually, yeah, there was a NBA team at one point, but I forget. It was like back in the 60s, I think.
Oh, okay. So they were here at one point.
Yeah, but then that team ended, so.
Okay. I don't know. I feel like, well, I guess except for New York, because New York can have as many teams as they want. I don't know. I feel like there's a lot of states where it's just hard to have two teams of some sort, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I know we have, like, the Eagles, the Steelers, and, like, the Flyers, the Penguins.
Yeah, I mean, if Pittsburgh does get a basketball team, they can compete with the 76ers.
Yeah, and they can. But I think the more competition would come from Ohio with the Cavs.
Yeah, they're a lot closer.
Yeah, I don't know if we need an NBA team, man. Maybe. You're of course a sports com guy, so you know more about sports than I do.
Yeah, I do.
What would it be called?
Ooh, that's a tough one because you have to incorporate the black and gold scene.
Mm-hmm. The Penguins, the Pirates, Steelers.
Yeah, and that'd be hard.
That's a black and gold team.
I don't know, I guess Gridirons, I guess? I don't know.
Gridirons? No, that's way too football, man. You can't have a basketball team called the Gridirons.
I don't know, man.
I like where you're going, though, with like an object instead of like a thing. Like, I feel like it has to be an object. So we have Penguins and Pirates.
How about Cheetahs or Jaguars, because they're black and, I guess, gold in a sense.
Go with Jaguars, because like every team you think, like no professional sports team I think copies another professional sports team unless they're of course from the same city. But I don't think anyone does, because like there's no overlap in the MLB
or the
NBA or anything like that. So we need like a completely new kind of name.
I guess I don't know. Leopards. There's no team named Leopards.
Leopards. I don't know. It seems weird. Yeah. I don't know why the leopard seems weird. I just feel like, because I'm just imagining jerseys, and I'm imagining, like, leopard skin jerseys.
Yeah.
It's just weird to me. I don't know. There's got to be something. What can be black and gold? Right. Whatever. Okay. Yeah. Where would it be located? Let's put it that way.
Like a city. That'd be...
They just, like, share PPG. Well, they couldn't share with PPG.
Yeah, that's... that. Until they can find a good, decent arena space, they probably have to share with the Penguins at PPG Paints.
Do they? I mean, that's... I don't know about that. Weird. Anyway, since we don't, do we have anything else in there?
No.
Is there anything else you want to talk about? How was your week, man?
Pretty good.
Anything cool? How about this? We're going to do RMU news. Tell me about Creativity at Work.
Oh, yes. Earlier today, I went to Creativity at Work over at Yorktown. And I didn't have to travel far because I live in that building.
Good. So, like, how many floors down did you have to go?
Four.
Nice.
I took the elevator.
You fool.
Yes, so there were, they offered a complimentary breakfast, which was nice of them.
Uh-huh.
There was an hour, about a 15-minute opening statement session.
Okay.
Just gave some overall career advice from professionals.
What was the overall career advice?
This man just had to, like, kick off your job search and all that.
Okay, all right.
And then after that, there were two 15-minute panels. The first one I went to was the digital cinema, photography, and TV panel.
How was that? Because I didn't go, and I'm kind of interested.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I actually talked to Ryan Recker in the networking reception afterwards.
Ooh, okay. How'd that go? Did he give you any good advice, make a good connection, or anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, like I told him what I do, and he offered, and he gave me some insight on what he does and how, give me some, like, advice on how to keep my career going.
Okay, your career, okay, so career starts at the Wild Things. Where does it go from there, man?
Ooh, I don't know.
I mean, we kind of already talked about it. But,
yeah.
You stay there for, like, the start of it, or, like, what's going on?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
All right, we'll the ums and the oohs. What else did Creativity at Work? So the panel, you talked to the guy, what else?
And then I went back to my dorm room, changed out of the suit I was wearing.
Wearing a suit?
Yes, professional dress or business casual was required.
Oh, okay, all right, my bad, sorry.
Yeah, it's all right. Yeah, so after that, I went up to my dorm room, got changed, and then I took the Yorktown show over to campus because I had to admit I catch the last little bit of sport management class, which occurred just before I got here.
Because you already missed a class.
Actually, I missed 2.5 classes, actually.
Boy, was it worth it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, hey, as long as you got confidence, it was worth it.
Yeah, I mean, like, although I missed two tests, which I'm making up later today, so.
I can't look at you the same way. Right? I thought you were such a good kid. I'm not skipping class. Here you are, skipping 2.5 classes.
Well, two tests. Well, I didn't skip them. My teachers knew in advance, so.
So, just tisk tisk. I'm going to act like your mother. How dare you? I'm sure she was okay with it, too, though.
Yeah. Yeah, so I gotta go make up two tests later today, which is not gonna be exactly the most thrilling of times. But
I mean, it's only two tests. You got this.
Yeah.
And study?
Yes, I have. I'm actually gonna do that after we end here. But
okay. Wait. Oh, you have. But wait. Okay. So have you? Or are you going to?
I have, but I'm also going to continue.
Okay. All right.
And
also make sure you're a good kid. You know, gotta stay in school.
Yeah.
Do our PSSAs. PSAs. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't like the PSSAs in grade school.
Yeah, nobody did, man. Nobody likes standardized tests.
No.
And that's why in college they're like, no standardized tests. But, you know, you can't really... Oh, God, sorry. I dropped a battery. I've been playing with the battery, my bad.
It's fine.
Yeah, college is actually a lot simpler without standardized tests. Because you don't have to worry about, like, oh, no, I have to get into the next school. Nah.
Oh, and actually, there was a second panel I went to.
There is.
Yeah, I went to the publishing, social media, and theater panel.
Boy, you're going to be a poet? You're make all the ladies swoon with your majestic words?
I wish, but no. I went there mainly for the social media portion.
No, come on. I mean, I don't know how to use social media, so I mean, that's probably been useful. But all right, continue. What did you learn?
Basically, just gotta keep on your toes. Keep up with any updates you hear from other people on social media.
Mm-hmm.
And... just send out as many tweets as you can.
Okay. And so you're going to start tweet a bunch more? You know, tweet out them fresh memes?
No, but I do post on Instagram a lot. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You got those guitar videos and then that live stream you do on Facebook, right?
I already did the live streams, which actually turned out pretty good for my first time doing that.
Yeah, so you're going to do more live streams?
Depends on the day, but yeah, I'll try to do more. What?
It's a darn tootin' you are.
Yeah. There is actually a evening lacrosse game that I am actually beat writing for.
Yeah. How's that gonna go?
March 30th, after I announced RMU's softball game, the second of the doubleheader.
Ooh, you're announcing a softball game.
Yes, I am.
Oh,
and I am very excited for it.
You've been doing your research?
Yes.
Yeah? Know all their names? Like, I mean, you don't have to, like, tell me their names, but like, you can pronounce all their names.
Yes. Most of the people there are from, like, are from America. There's, like, not any...
not too many international players?
No.
Okay. All right. That makes it easier.
Yeah.
It's going to be all right, you know.
Yeah.
It always helps whenever you know how to speak the language and the last names are similar.
Yeah.
I mean, like, German last names aren't that hard, but I don't know. European last names sometimes are out there.
All right. Well, I hate to cut here, but we are unfortunately out of time.
It's all right. I just want to say one thing. You got to just real quick. This isn't a thing if we don't talk about food. Head to the Bakery Society in Pittsburgh for cheesecake, Paxi, sourdough bread, and more. So it's a really cool bakery in the Strip District. And also, one last, I want to thank the 13-foot stingray that lives in the Ohio once again for sponsoring this episode. We appreciate everything you do, keeping people out of the water, because that water is probably not that great anyway. It's polluted to high heck. But, you know, we'll get there one day, and, actually, that's not too bad sometimes. You can sometimes see the bottom. That's only, like, the 3 feet. But anyway, keep doing what you're doing, 13-foot stingray. We'll keep doing what we're doing, and, you know, try to get us whatever I asked for earlier that I now forget.
All right. Yep. We will be back on the air next week, so, make sure you tune in.
Toodaloo.